you know, if I'm mad right now and I've chosen not to trust you, then all the associated memories stored in my body will come up to show me all the other times that I shouldn't have trusted, and when I did trust, I was hurt. I'm going to bring up all the associated memories because they're all stored in your body. If you choose today to choose for your happiness and your peace and your honesty and your consistency and your joy and your power, every memory stored in your body that reflects anything that you've ever done that's been powerful and wonderful will begin to surface to support this new premise that you choose today. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. That means that you could choose today. You could choose today to be out of conflict by beginning to truly not be inconsistent with yourself, which means I'm going to consistently choose for peace for me. I'm going to consistently choose for love for me. I'm going to consistently choose for respect for me. I'm going to consistently choose for power for me. I'm going to consistently choose for freedom for me and gentleness for me and love for me and acknowledgement for me. And I'm not going to do it every now and then. I'm going to feel that way consistently. So therefore, I am honest with myself. And since I'm honest with myself all the time about what I want, then there is no conflict on the outer because there's no conflict on the inner. And then I finally have something I can trust in, and since I can trust in it because it's always consistent, I will always succeed in heading toward it.
I'm going to do that.
And see, we want to make it difficult. Yeah. We want to make it difficult by focusing in on the form. We want to break it down to behaviors. We want to break it down to what happened at work yesterday. We want to break it down. It's like, no, it's not about breaking it down. That's how you lose sight of what the real problem is. That's the conspiracy to keep you in your unawareness, is you're analyzing your illusions. Like the thing that you said, what about my child? What about my child? All you can do with your child and all you can do with anybody is be honest with your child. If you are honest with yourself and honest with your child, no matter what happens, you can be at peace within yourself because you know that you have been a demonstrator of love. That's all you can do for anybody because you are not responsible for that person's life. You're not responsible for their karmic path. You don't know what it is that they came here to learn. It has nothing to do with anything other than you being the way you truly are, because they need your authentic self to help them complete their spiritual mission. So the more you are untrue to yourself, that's the injustice you do to your child.
Wow.
Are you being the mother that society tells you to be? Are you being the mother you can be as you? It's like they're giving you an incredible opportunity to practice consistency.
Yes, yes.
Consistency in what? Not consistency in behavior, necessarily. Consistency in purpose. Mm-hmm. Consistency in purpose. I don't care how my person, I don't care how you all see me act. I don't care how you see my personality. I don't always feel good when I walk in the door, and I certainly don't always feel like smiling.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you can be rest assured that regardless of what my personality is like when I come in the room, when I come in this room, my purpose is peace and my purpose is love, and that's all I want this to be about. My purpose is always consistent. My personality will not be. My personality needs to be able to change and adjust as the situation requires in order to achieve your goal. So the fact that we can change, and the fact that we can be changed in our appearance and our personalities and the way that we express ourselves, that we are in this world of change is a blessing, because that means that no matter what you're going through right now, it can change.
Yes.
You can count on it.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing you're going through that's going to stay the same. I don't care how upset you are about it, because there is no such thing as anything that doesn't change on this plane. So if we just took joy in the fact that everything changes, we feel better. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I know that I change, but then there's something beyond what changes. And what changes does not change is my purpose, and the purpose is love. The love and the purpose behind the changes, that's what I'm choosing for. I want to choose for the part of you that only wants to love me regardless of what your personality is expressing itself as. No matter how you act, your purpose is still love. So I'm going to choose for the unchangeable beyond appearances. I want to be honest with you. I want to be consistent with you. And when I'm not that way, freaking forgive me. It's not really tough. Answer. go, that's Earl Purdy's call for love. That's Earl's call for love. That's Earl's call for love. Earl's calling for love. Earl's calling for my peace. Earl's calling for my kindness. Earl is calling for my compassion. Earl is calling for my love. Earl is calling for my help. That's what you do. When you see me do or say anything that doesn't seem to reflect the consistency of love and perfection because I'm learning just like everybody else, don't go no further than, that's Earl's call for love. He's just calling for love. Call love to me for me. Yes. Because when you see it that way, you're calling love to me for me. Mm-hmm. While I'm temporarily lost in my inconsistency and my dishonesty, because in that moment I'm deceiving myself about how loved I am and how beautiful I am and how powerful I am. That's the only reason why I can be upset. So I'm not really upset because the power went out of my apartment. I'm upset because I'm seeing something that's not really there. I'm focusing on something that's not really there. And I'm missing what is. That's what I'm upset. I'm not seeing the love and the kindness and the things that I could be grateful for that is there, and I'm busy focusing on all the other stuff. That's why Earl is upset. Earl is upset because of what Earl is telling himself. Earl is upset about the power going off in his apartment. Earl is upset because of what Earl is telling himself. Earl is upset because of what Earl is telling himself. Earl is upset because Earl is telling himself something to make him feel upset. He's not upset because the power went off. The power going off is the bruise. The power going off is the opportunity for me to practice choosing for my peace again. Because I'm in the choosing for peace dimension. We're in the choosing for learning how to choose for peace dimension. We're living in the reality where souls come to learn how to see themselves as completely innocent and whole again. We're here to learn how to let go of the blocks to the awareness of the presence of love. We're here to see ourselves as the powerful, beautiful beings that we are again. We're not here to analyze. You don't poop and then analyze it. You wear it if you don't. Some of y'all pooping all the time. Feel good about it. Your life is not constipated. Some of y'all's life is running away with you. You know what I'm saying? So you right now, in this moment, if you were to walk out of here today, with the goal of being honest with yourself, even though you don't know what that is, or to be more consistent with your goal about yourself, you would become more in harmony with yourself on the inside because you'd be clear about what your purpose is, and if you're clear about what your purpose is, you're not in conflict because you've set your goal.
That's right.
So you can't be in conflict because conflict is choosing between two things. The ones you know what you want, there are no two things to choose between, so there's no room for conflict anymore. There is no more conflict, and then you will begin to see that manifest in every area of your life. Financially, emotionally, physically, every way you can think of, you'll start to see that harmony reflected back to you. And guess what? You won't see the truth of what I'm saying unless you apply the ideas. You can sit back and analyze what I'm saying all day long, but you won't see the truth of what I'm saying until you simply set the goal that you deserve to have inner peace, complete fulfillment, and love that never attacks you forever. And then you go, I don't know how the heck how to do that. Good. You finally chose something you can't do by yourself. And if you can't do it by yourself, then you're no longer by yourself. Because you immediately ask for help just by not being able to do it by yourself, but still want it. You know, it's like trying to push a car uphill. You wanted to get it uphill, but you know you can't push it up there by yourself. So as soon as you go, oh my God, I can't do this alone, that's when you get the people to jump out the car and go, hey brother, can I help you push your car up the hill? But as long as you're trying to do it all by yourself, then you're going to do it all by yourself. And stop being mad at people about it. People, you're going to do it by yourself if you think you need to do it by yourself, and you got to do it by yourself, and you don't need nobody else, and you're totally self-sufficient, and you're all autonomous. You're saying, I want to do it all alone. So then you end up doing it all alone, and then you're mad because won't nobody help you. Who's not going to help you? This for your own personal interest. How is it going to benefit me? Why should I help you do something that leaves me out? Mm. I'm too busy doing stuff to leave you out. I'm busy. All right, I'm gonna stop. for being daring to hear this much. Your thought for today is, I am much further along than I think. I am much further along than I think. I am much further along than I think. This is some part of your mind created me. That must let you know you got some enlightenment in you right there. I'm a reflection of your inner mind. You know you together. I'm your witness.